Properties USA LLC, Kevin Kett, located at 114 Fieldstone. The approval was in November 20th, 2017. The Planning Commission meeting with a vote of 5 in favor and 2 opposed to a motion to approve the permit for nightly rental. The basis of the appeal is for the following 4 reasons. 1 is ownership. 2, compatibility. 3, the common wall is a buffer. And 4 is parking. This was the actual presentation that was presented. This one is the 3rd unit inside. This is the entrance. It's kind of a different view. He was seeking it as a 3-bedroom villa. Assessor information, it shows it's 1,893 square feet. The representative was Heritage Properties USA LLC, and they were requesting the issuance of the special use permit to Heritage Properties USA LLC as applicant. Local representatives would be Kevin and Jana Keck, along with Dean and Sonia O'Brien. Proposed buffer was along the common property line, was the existing wall between the duplex units. The owner of the adjoining duplex, Noy Arnicle, has sent an email to planning staff explaining her knowledge of the applicant's intentions to obtain the special use permit for nightly rental and has no objections on the nightly rental of her neighborhood. And then, of course, here's our 5-page staff recommendations. I think your applicants are here. Representatives for the appeal. Go ahead, Karen, Susan.
We would like the chairman's permission to be heard last after all the support and opposition. Yep. Is that okay?
Sure. So the applicant has asked for anyone that would like to speak first?
Yes.
Is there anyone that would like to speak for or against? Please come up here, say your name. And
thank you. Since I represent, Kevin Keck represent the one that had the, was granted the Division 3 permit, and we presented our case and then everybody spoke, so I think it'd be more fair, since they brought the appeal, for us to respond once we know what anything else that we're dealing with what was sent in.
That's a fair concern.
So, is that all right?
Yeah. How about you speak now and we'll give you an opportunity, everybody.
Good evening. I'm Susan Smith and this is Karen Murphy, and you know we live in Branson Creek. We are representing the residents of Branson Creek, and we're here to appeal the approval of decision of record for 114 Fieldstone.
And we gave you a packet, and this is what we feel is the errors of the planning and zoning. On page 1 and 2 is the application for concept. The applicant was a Runicle Trust. The representative was Heritage. On page 3 of the packet, the applicant stated, this permit needs to go to Heritage because the sale of property from Arunicle to Heritage is contingent upon the approval of this nightly rental application. On page 4, which is the Division 3 permit, both Arunicles and Heritage are the applicants and both signed. Heritage cannot sign a Division 3 application. They are not the owners. The guidance code specifically addresses that the owner of the property must apply and is issued the decision of record. On page 5, the decision of record dated November 20th and filed December 4th shows applicant, Arunicle Trust, representative, Heritage, and the last paragraph on page 5, the representative, Heritage Property USA, is authorized to utilize the existing single-family residence for nightly rental. The decision of record continues on through page 8. Then on page 9 and 10, we have a warranty deed. It is dated December the 18th. As you can see, Heritage was not the owner of the property on November 20th and therefore has no right to receive permission to nightly rent. And in the guidance code, 4.1.3, Division 3 permits, on the D section, special use conditions, Appendix E. We do have Appendix E. We do have an Appendix D, but that tells the instructions for the concept hearing, the public hearing, and the filing. On Appendix E, for special use permits, general provisions. Secure compliance with these regulations for harmony, health, safety, and welfare of the community. Procedures, 2.1B, proof of property ownership requirement. 2.1F, the general compatibility with adjacent properties. Under general conditions, this is what some of this is based on. The permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and, as applicable, is specific to an approved development plan and cannot be transferred without planning commission approval. As you can see, a transfer is for a development plan. Perhaps a legal opinion is needed here. 3.2, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not, therefore, tied to the property, and that means it does not transfer. This is the words of the guidance code. It does not transfer as part of property sale or ownership change. 3.3, the property where a special use permit is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Then in the nightly rental section, 4.7, it will not materially alter neighborhoods in which they are located. 4.7.9 of your guidance code. Ownership. A nightly rental special use permit is issued to a specific owner of a property. If the property changes ownership, then the special use permit shall immediately expire. So, note, the certificate of completion was issued on February the 8th, 2018, on this property, even though we had filed the appeal on January 28th. I don't really understand that. I don't understand how a CNC can be issued if there is an appeal process taking place. And please take into consideration that 114 Fieldstone is not an approved development plan and ownership was not established for Heritage at the time of the decision of record was received and recorded. It is the is it the administrator that determines what the guidance code allows on transfers, or should there be a legal opinion on harmony, compatibility, and transfers from the county attorney? I know there was a legal opinion on buffers, and we must have buffers. There you go.
Speaking of buffers, we all know that buffers are our biggest concern in the villas. And on page 11 in your packet, you'll see an email from Nathaniel Miller. He's a long-term leasee, and he's the common wall neighbor to 114 Fieldstone, voicing his concerns about the nightly rentals. This is a young family with a two-year-old, and he has safety concerns for his family, noise, strangers, and additional cars. Now, during the public hearing of this property, the applicant presented a statement from the common wall owner voicing their approval, which you have all seen. But he failed to inform the PNC that the common wall owner was his relative. So, of course, he's going to say he approves it. If you refer to the January 17th BOA audio file, you, the members, discussed and concurred that the common wall between the villa is not an adequate buffer It was also discussed and concurred by you, the members, that if a permanent resident is on the common wall, then a nightly rental should not be allowed. There is not one nightly rental out there that does not, it does have a permanent owner beside it. And this should apply to 114 Fieldstone. Another thing that wasn't addressed on this one was the shared driveway. These are two villas that share the same driveway. And you should have received an email from the Wilsons. They share that driveway. Did you all get it? I know she's called several times, talked to Marla, said it was lost. She called today, and she said that she thought she had found it. It's very important that you see that because she is the permanent owner in the shared driveway. It's from the Wilsons. You have it? Did everybody get a chance to read it? Okay, while you're looking at that, if you will refer to page 12 in the packet that we submitted to you, that is the original plat for 114 Fieldstone. And then on page 13 is a photo of a rental slash permanent owner shared driveway. So that is what these people will be dealing with. And then if you look back on page 12, under note number 6, which I think I've highlighted for you, it reads, shared concrete driveways are owned by both corresponding villas. So, therefore, the cost of any repairs will be shared by both villas, of which one is a permanent owner. The rental property will cost four times much more wear and tear. And back on page 13, that is a picture that reflects what a shared driveway will look like. You will have difficult ingress and egress to the garage. The PNC members did not even address this issue when giving the approval of this villa. On page 14, that reflects my 600-foot radius. That is what I deal with. There are 17 villas and one home that are nightly rentals. And this is not what I envisioned as a retirement home. So you can see the noise, the traffic, what I have to put up with. And they're wanting, and more are still coming. On February 21st, 2017, a year ago, the PNC approved 16 nightly rentals in one night, and you're all aware of that. Not only did they break their code of compatibility, but they destroyed our community forever. My retirement home is no more. Code 4.7, nightly rentals. Nightly rentals in a residential area have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. It's as simple as that. We don't want nightly rentals. They have ruined our community, and we hope you will not allow any more to come forth in Fieldstone. I think Karen has a little more to say.
I did attach the covenants also for Fieldstone, and they're on the back. And it says about the same thing. You know, first of all, the parking. 114 Fieldstone is right at our entrance. We are told to park in our garages. We have a few permanent residents, I think there's about four, that have a car too big or something that they don't park in their garage with one vehicle. Now we're going to be looking at three rentals on Fieldstone, and this one with the shared driveways, the second unit in from our entrance, and it's going to have 4 to 5 cars parked in the driveway. And this is what we will be looking at with nightly rentals, even though we are asked, and you've got the